This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 13 people killed in a bus accident at Lubu of Ramechhap district. Identities of all the 13 deceased identified. Prime Minister Shahbada, there were stresses preservation and promotion of all cultures through research and archiving. And Ukrainian governor of Western region urges 350,000 residents to flee the Russian offensive. Now the news in detail. 13 people lost their lives in a bus accident that occurred at Lubughat of Sunapati rural municipality in Ramechhap district yesterday. The ill-fated bus was heading to Kathmandu from Ramechhap carrying 36 passengers, including the bus staff. The Ramechhap police said 9 people died on the spot while 4 died while undergoing treatment at the Kabre hospital. As per the update, another 23 people have been injured. The police confirmed the arrest of the bus driver who sustained a minor injury. The police have also identified all the deceased in the accident. The preliminary investigation suggests a brake failure was the reason for the accident. 3 people with serious injuries were airlifted to Kathmandu while the remaining were transported to Thulikil Hospital in Kabre Palanchok for further treatment. Prime Minister Shahbada Dewa has highlighted the need for the publicity of multicultural and multilingual Nepali music and drama in the international arena. Addressing the 12th Academic Assembly of the Nepal Academy of Music and Drama in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa said cultural heritages were the greatest asset of the state. The Prime Minister assured the necessary support to encourage the efforts for the preservation and promotion of language, literature and arts. Prime Minister Dewa also stressed promoting all languages, cultures and traditions of all races and communities by carrying out research and archiving heritages. On the occasion, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Jeevan Ram Shrestha, said the government would always be dedicated to the development and promotion of national heritages of the country. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has stressed the need for keeping food security as the top priority by making the country self-reliant on food. Taking part in the discussion with coffee farmers organized at Sital Niwas yesterday, President Bhandari said all concerned stakeholders, including state agencies, should play a positive role in selling Nepali coffee in the world market. She also sought a promotional policy to shift sustenance farming to commercial farming to boost agro exports from the country. On the occasion, the participants highlighted the possibilities of expanding organic coffee plantations across the hills in Nepal. Also addressing another program at Sheetal Niwas, President Bidyadevi Bhandari stressed the need for inculcating the interest of all in sports. Speaking on the program organized on the International Badminton Day yesterday, President Bhandari said as sports can bring glory to the country, all should focus on the development of the sports sector in the country. The president said as Nepal possesses diverse geographical terrains, the country has the potential for sports tourism as well. The majority of lawmakers of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives have suggested keeping the security management of the Kathmandu Valley under the jurisdiction of the federal government. While discussing the amendment bill on the Nepal Police and Province Police Work Operation Supervision and Coordination Act 2076 Bikram Samat, the lawmakers argued that security management of the Kathmandu Valley could not remain effective under the province government. However, some lawmakers said the Kathmandu Valley security should come under the provincial government as the country had adopted federalism. 2 more cholera cases have been detected in the Kathmandu Valley. The Director of Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, Dr. Chuman Lal Das, informed that the cholera was detected in a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old children of Kageshwari Manohara Municipality, Ward Number 6. He added that the first child had returned home after receiving treatment at a local hospital. With this, the cholera cases in the Kathmandu Valley have reached 19. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry has urged people to drink boiled water or drink water after purifying it with liquid chlorine. The Central Committee meeting of CPN Maoists scheduled for yesterday has been postponed till today. Party Chairperson Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda was scheduled to respond to the queries raised by the Central Committee members in yesterday's meeting of the political report. Chair Dahal had presented a 10-page long political report at the Central Committee meeting on Monday. A meeting of the office bearers of the ruling Nepali Congress has discussed on election law draft. The meeting held at the party central office Sanepa yesterday discussed the draft of the election law sent by the Election Commission. Nepali Congress Assistant General Secretary Badri Pandey informed that the office bearers meeting had a preliminary discussion on the Election Commission's proposed bill, including provisions from candidacy filing to vote count. The party has designated central members Ramesh Lekhak, Min Bishwakarma and Pushpa Busal to discuss on the draft and also about the sister and well-wisher organizations. Next meeting of the party is scheduled to take place on July 10th. Malaysia's Western company is to take Nepali workers on zero investment. It is a multinational IT company based in Malaysia and it is going to take Nepali workers to Malaysia on zero cost. At a program organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Malaysia's Western Technology and Nepal-based manpower company Akarshan International and Lal Dhanus International signed a bilateral agreement to take the Nepali workers. The Deputy General Manager on behalf of Western Technology David and Chairperson Bishnu Bahadur Kesi from Akarshan International and Chairperson Dawa Nawang Sherpa on behalf of Lal Dhanus International signed the agreement to take the Nepali workers. According to the agreement, Nepali workers are permitted to go to Malaysia through the two manpower company on zero investment. The Nepal police have arrested a person for broadcasting obscene material via a YouTube channel. The Cyber Bureau of Nepal Police, Portahiti, arrested Pravesh Lama of Belkotgadi Nuwakot, who is currently residing in Kathmandu. The Bureau spokesperson, Senior Superintendent of Police, Navinda Arial, said that Lama was arrested for violating the Electronic Transaction Act 2063 Bikram Samvat by broadcasting pornographic material on social media, including YouTube. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said air alerts rang out across almost all of Ukraine yesterday night as he called again for a modern effective air defense system. He said there were attacks in Khmelnytskyi region of western Ukraine, the central region, the border region of Sumy and the Black Sea port city of Mykolaiv and its region. Russian troops are engaged in heavy fighting and making their way into Ukraine's Donetsk region, the governor of Luhansk has said, adding that a large quantity of equipment is being sent towards Donetsk. Local officials have said that at least two people were killed and seven injured after Russian forces struck a market and a residential area in Slovyansk in the Donetsk region on Tuesday. The governor of Donetsk has urged some 350,000 citizens to evacuate the region to help Ukraine's forces fight better with the Russian troops. Sri Lanka has less than a day's worth of fuel left, the Energy Ministry says, with public transport grinding to a halt as the country's economic crisis deepens. Power and Energy Minister Kanchana Wickremesinghe said petrol reserves were about 4,000 tons, just below one day's worth of consumption. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe told Al Jazeera last week that the petrol shortage would last until July 22, when the next oil shipment is expected. He said a gas deal has been secured, which will ensure supplies for the next 4 months. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the forecasting division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 30.8 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 21.8 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Thirteen people killed in a bus accident at Lupu of Ramechhap district. Prime Minister Shehbaz Deo stresses preservation and promotion of all cultures through research and archiving. And Ukrainian governor of Donetsk region urges 350,000 residents to flee the Russian offensive. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.